Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into Sports Saturday. You can text in your thoughts about the Oregon Ducks victory and their future matchup, rematch against Indiana. Oregon Ducks won 23-0 over Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl and will be playing in the Peach Bowl on Friday, January 9th at 4:30. You can hear that right here on The Fan. We will be out at Thirsty Lion in Tigard, Washington Square. That will be for, I believe, the pregame show and a watch party. Not sure if we're doing the postgame show yet or not. We're still working out the details there. But stay tuned to The Fan all week as we get that all ironed out for you.
It's a spot, too.
Yeah, I know you're out there.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Good little spot. Tons of beer. I like their Caesar salad.
All their food is phenomenal.
So that will be what's going down on Friday for the game. But just to put a bow on the Ducks' victory over Texas Tech, it's funny how essentially like the opposite happened from James Madison to this game, where it was like, oh man, defense. They're going to have some stuff to look at on film and a motivational factor to be able to win this game against Texas Tech. And they did just that after what they did against James Madison, return to form, having an epic performance. Now for the offense, it's going to be like, boy, they're going to have some things on film and some things to clean up because, I mean, let's not mince any words. That offense was pretty damn putrid throughout the entire day. I mean, outside of what that final drive, I mean, that was even 8 plays, 27 yards. The field goal that they had to make it 16-0, that was 10 plays, 55. They did not have many long drives at all. They did have the one 14 plays, 62 yards that ended up being turnover on downs. That was at the Texas Tech 2-yard line. That was the one that David Bailey swatted down. So, yeah, just got to be able to finish the job, play better, make less mistakes, play more disciplined football. I shouldn't say I don't anticipate Indiana's defense to be better than that because Texas Tech, great defense. Indiana, great defense as well. But the offense definitely has a lot to work on to clean up between now and this next Friday.
So 64 yards total rushing the ball for the Oregon Ducks?
Yeah, season low.
64 yards, 6-4, yep. Right? Yep. 1.4 yards per carry.
Yeah.
The lowest output ever, I just Googled the lowest output ever in the Orange Bowl, and this is Google AI, so...
Oh, boy. Then don't read it.
We'll see.
Don't read it.
We'll see. I'm gonna keep looking just to see, but it said Georgia Tech held Tulsa to minus 56 rushing yards.
I'm going to guess that Georgia Tech and Tulsa never actually played each other in the Orange Bowl.
And they're Yeah.
Before Tulsa had a football team.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I
oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm always trying to get better.
Yeah, but
thank
no,
you
so,
for the correction.
But it's this. It's one of those things, like, if that, even if that is true, like, that was disappointing to see from this great running back room that Oregon has. Now, I understand that Texas Tech's defensive line and that front seven is incredibly talented, but Oregon's offensive line is equally as talented. And the fact that they couldn't get any real movement up front was kind of disappointing.
Well, and that was the weakness of this Oregon offense. It was the offensive line.
They are. I mean,
they got pretty much dominated this whole game from first quarter towards, I guess, not outside the last series because they were able to punch that ball in finally. But I think that was more so Texas Tech giving up in a sense. I think it was just the offensive line. You want to talk about the defense being pissed from their James Madison performance? The offensive line is going to be extremely pissed about their performance that they should be. And what they put on tape against Texas Tech.
And it should be. I mean, I'm going to give Texas Tech a little bit of credit. Man, that front seven's nasty.
It is.
They give really, them a lot of credit.
They really, really are. Man, they made it really hard for that offensive line to get movement up front and to move those big boys around. And
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So I want to make sure I don't completely poo-poo the offensive line for letting a really, really talented front seven get something up. But 64 yards is still 64 yards.
But again,
I expect way more from that Oregon running game.
It was also Oregon just flat out making mistakes. Like there were, you know, plenty of times at Texas Tech were winning their one-on-one battles on the front line, being able to get into gaps and shut down the run, whether it's inside, outside zone, whatever the case.
Their edge rushers just had it the whole time.
And creating pressure. Yeah. Okay. Yep. On Dante Moore. But I mean, again, it was a lot of like, what are we doing out there offensive line wise? And just, there was moments where it was like, the Oregon Ducks offensive line just made mistakes on the plays. And granted, it's all tough for us because, you know, I think that we all get lost on what we see on the TV and not, you know, being able to see the whole film, not know what the assignments are. So we're making these generalizations on what we see from the game. But yeah, it just seemed like there was a few moments during that game where Oregon's offensive line was just making flat out mistakes.
It was like it was like a boxing match. You know, you see something happen in a boxing match where someone gets hit in the face really hard and it kind of wakes them up like, oh, damn, I did not expect that. The first half was that for Oregon, for the offensive line. They got hit in the face by a really good defensive unit and they were like, holy hell, what was that? Who just hit me? You know, type thing. I remember seeing at points, the Oregon offensive line looked shell-shocked, like, what's happening right now? I remember exactly when David Bailey got that sack, and I can't remember who the
he blew by Alex Harkey.
Right by him, and you could see Alex Harkey like, what the hell? Who which way did he go? Where did he come from? Like, that was the moment I was like, uh-oh, these guys might be in trouble. I almost text you guys that, like, this might be this might be bad, man, because the way they're moving out there, they don't look like they're all the way ready. Second half, they looked like they were a lot more competent than they were in the first. They still weren't able to run the ball, but they were able to protect Dante Moore.
Yep.
Right? They were able to make some – so those big – being able to sustain drives and stuff like that, didn't get many points out of him, but that's what they were able to do with keeping him upright outside of that couple times that he got sacked. But.
Well, that's the magic of Dante Moore, too, right? If they did not have such a poised, knowledgeable quarterback in the backfield who it was one of the fastest, if not the fastest defense I've seen, even faster than Indiana's defense that I've seen Oregon play all season. And there were times where Dante had a second and a half or a second or less to get the ball out. And he did very well. Obviously, it was World and Harkey, I think, that really were at fault for those sacks, not Dante Moore. But he was trying everything he could. I mean, even Moore was out lowering his shoulder trying to run the ball, which we haven't seen much from him this season. But just the unbelievable, he's got so much time in his mind. A second for us is like 4 seconds for him, or so it seems. And there's a reason, as I was telling Joe on New Year's Day, that he is the number one pick in the NFL draft. He 100%. Just looks the part. And if Oregon did not have him in the backfield, there is no way they'd have won that game. They just had no separation on offense other than Dante Moore's great passes down the field and the poise in the pocket.
Well, and you want to talk about two different stories at quarterback. I mean, Baron Morton throughout the game just progressively seemed to get more rattled, worse and worse, making inaccurate. Like, he couldn't even hit dudes out in the flat. Like, it was just it was a humbling day for Texas Tech and Baron Morton during that one, because again, just as the game progressed, it was just like, oh my god, this poor guy. He is.
I'd have pulled him. Like, hey, this clearly. Nah,
well, can't. they
you
literally.
Can't, but like, man, I'm listening.
Their backup quarterback was out and injured, exactly. So they would have gone to their third stringer if that was the
some freshman kid.
I mean,
yeah.
Man, maybe you have a Tua moment where that guy comes in and does something for you. But
you were only down by 16 until the Ducks punched it in. I mean, it's not realistic.
Your offense just wasn't moving. I think that was the main thing. Like, I get being down 13-14, and that's cool if you know you're at least getting some type of offensive penetration, you're able to move down the field. That was not happening for them.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights.
It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.